Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! What's it up? Holiday. No, and that will do it. So France has beaten the United States in the first game in Pool A. Final score 83-76. And perhaps the biggest concern for the United States, France ending the game on a 16-2 run. So France turning it on late, and they get the win. They get they go to 1-0 in Group A. The Americans drop to 0-1.
Yeah,
is that bad?
Giving up the old 16-2 closing run. Yeah, kind of bad. And anytime I may have to invoke the Doug McDermott rule for Zach LaVine defensively. It may be time for the emergency invocation of those powers.
At what point are we like, hey, this is a game where it's serious and we're seeing the same things?
It's a different game. We had a segment set aside today to sort of reteach remedial differences between international ball and NBA ball, but they're very stark and they're very meaningful. But if Zach's going to keep that up, I'm invoking the McDermott rule, and that means he gets to be out there with his choice of a pool cue, a tennis racket, or nunchucks, just to kind of level the playing field, because he's got to do something, man. Hey, thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertz, Jay Zawoski, and Jordan Malley. Thanks to Carlos Pena, who is absolutely phenomenal, and Hub Arkish, Steve Stone, all our guests today. We're just great. Transitions brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, and Lawrence Holmes is here.
I plan on talking about the men's Team USA today with Cameron Smith. We're going to talk buckets, and I'm also going to get thoughts on his five-star camp teammate. I think they were teammates, Chris Paul. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. Like, my premise is the 92 team had ramifications. Like, they set a standard, and the rest of the world was like, oh, wow, let's play ball too. And now you're seeing the teams are loaded. There were three NBA players at the end of the game playing for Team France. Team Australia has a starting five filled with guys that have won rings in the NBA. The rest of the world has taken what we've done, and all these guys that are coming out now, like, they look forward to this.
And it's okay.
It's totally
okay.
That's
the thing. It's fine.
No, because everybody's still flashing back to that 2004 mess, and me and my buddy were looking up the roster late last night. I decided to take this to the air. Because if you look at that thing, that's where this goes for us.
Emeka Okafor.
Stephon Marbury. Yep. Yeah? Larry Brown and AI. And Larry Brown not wanting to play LeBron. And there goes the segment, but I think it should be discussed amongst us.
The 04 team, though, like, I feel like it wasn't like they got dog walked. They just kind of had a bad game here, and then you have it at the wrong time. And
wasn't it Greece that dismantled them with the pick and roll?
Well, Lithuania, that was the notable loss. But shout out to Lithuanian basketball, because we see what's happened since then.
They're great. I mean, Lithuania was great when I was a kid, when they had Sabonis and Šarūnas Marčiulionis. I mean, they were always, because that was most of the actual Soviet team. Most of their great players were Lithuanian.
But usually just didn't see USA basketball losing to Lithuania at that point.
Yeah, the 4-point loss to Lithuania and then the 8-point loss to Argentina. But like it's fine. It wasn't a good team, nor was it a good decision, but you should have still had enough players, because wasn't Tim Duncan on that squad?
Yeah. Like,
you should have had enough where it worked out.
He didn't play LeBron.
Here's the roster.
I love this. I love that the things I look up at midnight are coming up on the air.
Allen Iverson.
Don't do that for me. Unless you want like Elizabeth Hurley bikini pictures.
We already know what that is.
But did you also, by the way, before you start this, see the tweet that went viral? And it was like, men just be looking up the 2013 NFL draft at 1 a.m. And I was like, and women.
Yeah.
It's me.
This type of stuff happens all the time, especially when you do this job. All right, so here's your roster for the men's USA team that went to the Summer Olympics in 04. Allen Iverson, Starberry, Dwayne Wade, Carlos Boozer, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, Emeka Okafor,
LeBron James,
Sean Marion, Amari Stoudemire, Tim Duncan, Lamar Odom, Richard Jefferson. They won bronze.
It's about right.
Still, though, you probably have a team that should have won gold.
Like, yeah.
Even if you say, all right, let's go with Iverson, Wade, Duncan, LeBron, and Melo. That's a group of Hall of Famers.
Fellow podcaster Melo, by the way, now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I want to give them a little bit of time. You had two dudes that had just come from one guy being mad that he didn't win the championship. The other guy probably still drunk as I'm looking at Chris Middleton on the bench. Like, that celebration was Thursday. I was in Milwaukee on Friday. They are still celebrating in Milwaukee. So I imagine that Chris Middleton is probably like, you have to get over there. You have to try and get over jet lag. And most people say that jet lag now, like studies have shown that it's like 7 days. Like, it's not get a good night's sleep. It's legitimately a week.
When I came back from Pyeongchang, which I believe it's very close, if not the same time zone as Tokyo.
Is it 14 hours 14 ahead?
Hours. Do you know how many weeks it took me? It took me 3 weeks. It took me 3 weeks to get back on track. There was a time where I closed my eyes and I woke up 6 hours later in the middle of the day.
Wow.
Yeah, thankfully I was off.
Who won gold that year in 04?
Is it Argentina?
I believe it was Argentina.
Okay.
Oh, the Zach LaVine anger. I'm telling you, this basketball thing is legs.
What? that Zach is the reason that they're losing?
No, just like people have feelings about this Olympic basketball team and the connection with Zach LaVine currently, and then what the Bulls are going through. And then, oh, by the way, the percolating rumors that Dan and I are workshopping for tomorrow regarding one Derrick Rose.
Yeah, that's one of the that they've at least kicked the tires on Derrick Rose. And when I brought it up a couple months ago, people were just like, no, but he's in their price range.
Somewhere Kendall Gill is smiling.
Yeah, Argentina won the gold medal, and that team featured, oh, I don't know, Manu Ginobili, Fabrizio Oberto, Gabe Fernandez, Luis Scola.
Scola!
Carlos Delfino, and Andres Nocioni.
Yeah.
That's a good team.
You have a team full of guys that have played in the NBA.
And played together, though. People don't realize these other national teams, they have been playing together since they were six.
Yep.
Like, these guys, they know every nuance. And the game is different. It's officiated differently. The three-pointer's shorter. It compresses everything down. The angles there are all different. The way they run screen roll is much more of a complicated, nuanced dance. And it's so much about the officiating. You can't do a little one-on-one and dance around and cross somebody over and have that guy just touch you and draw a foul.
Well, I feel like a team that has KD and Dame on it should never be, you know, like that should, you should have enough with those two guys because of their ability to make shots. But it isn't. And that's because the rest of the world has a bunch of guys that are now on the same or close to the same level of athleticism. And basketball, and if you want to add in like the smart basketball stuff and the cohesiveness of playing together in academies or for the national team and for the 18 and under team, I think that USA basketball, we do this every 4 years, like they've got to change the way that they do things. I do think that there are some tweaks that could be made. You know, to me, you have to start looking at it more of the academy system, where you are growing teams and people have been playing with each other 14 under, 16 under, 18 under. But what we have in the United States for that is AAU. So how do you go about building it?
Well, the construction of AAU in and of itself.
You spend the money on it and you pay the players to do it.
But here's the thing. I think all of it just comes back to what we already know anyway. Let's face it. The NBA is the best. The end.
Well, yes.
Like, the NBA gets everybody great. The NBA is the best. You hear about all these players anyway because they're draft picks of other teams or you're keeping an eye on them anyway. That's all.
And trying to convince people to play for country might be a little difficult when you're making a bajillion dollars doing everything else.
Another confirmation that your league is the best.
The good news is that the men's basketball team is currently favored by 42.5 over Iran.
The hell?
How do you feel about that?
our average height is not as tall. My dad always says he's the tallest, like one of the tallest Persians ever, and he's 5'11".
Oh, wow.
That has more to my dad. That has more to do with my dad just describing himself in every superlative. And yes, this is typical. The Iron Sheik describes himself as the greatest Persian of all time. It's just how we talk.
Well, wait.
I mean, isn't he, though?
That's debatable.
Over Reza Pahlavi? I don't know.
Who else is on the list, Layla? Who we got? Who is in contention for the greatest Persian ever?
That's my point.
Are you on the list?
Hell no.
Oh.
And don't forget.
I'm half.
But the Iranian national team does not have to be all Persian. It just has to be Iranian.
Right, but we call ourselves Persian.
But I'm saying, I guarantee you there are
non-Persian players on the
Iranis.
Yeah, of course.
Like you go, I mean, they could have a team of like 10 giant black dudes if they want. I mean, depending on who's around.
Yeah, just live in the country. Yes.
Yes.
But I'm saying like just the way my family describes themselves, et cetera.
Who was it? Qatar that just started getting athletes from like, wait a minute, you don't look Qatari. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Like where were you born? Romania. Oh,
Bedford Stuyvesant.
Let me ask you what event you're doing the weightlifting for Qatar?
You mean to tell me there's money in the peninsula, and sometimes that money and influence leaks over into the sports world?
Yeah.
Who's surprised by this? I'm sorry. Where's the World Cup again? It's in the summer, right?
Yes, there where it's going to be 137 degrees.
That's not a fake temperature.
That's a real thing. Yes, you, sir, are a meteorologist.
Yeah, that is,
you are correct.
Too damn hot.
That is going to be too hot. So I am going to today, we're going to have a little conversation. I was in Milwaukee and Herbie was in Milwaukee, but we weren't in Milwaukee together. I went to Friday night's game. Herbie went to Saturday night's game. We did not see a lot of runs scored. But that was the entire weekend. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Cubs. We're going to talk about USA Basketball with Cameron Smith. And 1 o'clock today in studio, D.B. Sweeney is going to be in here cool. with me.
The Cutting Edge?
Yes, we are going to talk with him about the Cutting Edge topic. And we are going to talk to him about being Shoeless Joe and actually, you know, hitting left-handed.
Unlike Ray Liotta. Who didn't even try.
Didn't give a bleep about batting left-handed like Shoeless Joe did.
I thought he was in the crowd at the Sox and Brewers game last night.
Man, I'll tell you, that me and Herbie will get into it. We'll talk about it because I know that Herbie, another thing about him, he hates being hot. And the one thing about AmFam.
Why did he go to Arizona?
That's okay. because it was cheap.
Didn't they have the ventilation system?
There's not really one in place, and they had the roof open on Friday night, and it was muggy.
Because that roof mostly is for closing in the winter.
Yeah.
But Herb's hot in the winter.
Herb's always hot, which is why he doesn't like being hot. But we will talk about that. I had a good trip to Milwaukee and saw some incredible comedy when I came back, and we are ready for ourselves quite the show today.
I like it.
Y'all too, have a good day. Watch out for all the pre-Lala stuff. Be careful out in these streets.
I may or may not be thinking about a pass because I'm 12.
Why not?
I really want to go Thursday.
Just like walk around it.
No, I want to hear the music.
You want to be in the mud pit?
I don't know if there's a mud pit.
It's Lollapalooza. There's going to be a mud pit.
I'm somehow going to manage to avoid that and just try to hear the music because there are some good shows on Thursday night.
Who's playing that you want to see?
Well, Miley Cyrus is opposite of Steve Aoki, and that's a real conundrum, but maybe I can figure it out or not, and I just don't go. But if I'm going, that would be the night.
I feel like you should go because I also feel like it'll be the last big thing that we do for a while.
You think we're going back on lock?
I think that we are phase four happening.
Oh, man.
So maybe you want to go and see that.
It's going to be me and all your local schoolmate children.
Yeah. Why not? You're allowed.
I don't know. I'm thinking out loud right now.
That's okay. That's what this radio show does better than anybody.
I look forward to Cameron Smith. He's awesome.
He is awesome. He is coming up at 12:40.
Have a good show.
Thank you, Layla. That is Layla, who's going to Lala, maybe. On Thursday. We will see if she does that. Probably not, though, because
I'm old.
That's not the reason, and also not accurate.